Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at Kyler McMichael, the cornerback from North Carolina. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all our shows at 100 Football on Instagram. And on our podcast, we have every single day an episode with amazing draft prospects, legend interviews, history specials, anything and everything football that you can find on our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, or on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Please go there, leave a comment, like, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you guys so much for all the continued love and support. So let's get into it. Kyler McMichael, cornerback, North Kakalaki, North Carolina. Here we go. So he started off 2018, actually, as a Clemson Tiger, right? He was doing good work in high school, and he decided, you know, I think it's time. I'm going to go to Clemson. He was born in Atlanta, so represent. He went to Clemson, didn't see a whole lot of playing time, only had three tackles, which was, you know, not much playing time at all. So he decided, you know, I'm going to transfer to North Carolina. 2020 was his first year at North Carolina. He had 26 tackles, six passes defended, though. And that's pretty much about it. 2021, this past year, 17 total tackles and one pass defended with an interception. So overall, stats-wise, you know, I mean, it's nothing too just shocking. Nothing you're going to see that's going to wow you. But I will say, he's played a good amount of football. He played 8 of the 9 games in 2020. He played in 12 games. This past year, 8 of those being starts. So I think that maybe it would have been best to go back for his senior season, maybe. But, you know, I applaud him for taking a chance, taking a risk, wanting to go to the NFL. And, you know, we're always going to support our guys who are anywhere in Atlanta. He went to Greater Atlanta Christian High School. And it's 6 foot, 6'1 on a good day, 200, 210 pounds. I can see, you know, he's confident in himself. He is ready to go on to the next level. Let's talk more about what I like about him and what he can improve on in the NFL. He's a long and physical corner, and he is, you know, he's got that presence to him where he was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, but you didn't really see a whole lot of potential, a whole lot of film that gave you that four-star prospect mentality. But it's still there, trust me. He still has some good work. He's had some good games. Like I say, didn't play in 2019 due to transfer rules, but he did play 2018 a little bit. And then 2020, 2021 was these last 2 years he was putting in work. It's just that, you know, they didn't have another guy at North Carolina who was putting in some good work who was, you know, who's also going to be in this upcoming draft. And that man is named Storm Duck. Heck of a name, I know. But they were pretty much battling it out, and Storm decided, you know, that they would go with him instead. But McMichael still has some solid prospects, ability to him. Like I say, he's got good size, good length. He's a big corner. He moves well for his size at 6'1", 200-plus pounds. He's effective in man coverage. That's probably the best. He plays with his physicality. He's got solid technique all around. He has good eyes and instincts all around. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. But some things he can work on, right? He doesn't have the best fluidity and change of direction. He doesn't have that quick change of direction you like to see in corners. He's a good run defender all in all. He plays physical, but he has that physical attribute that you like to see in corners that can develop into a very good prospect in the NFL. But I think it's just his lack of athleticism, perhaps, against the really quick guys, which, I mean, look, the NFL is getting faster and faster each year. So it's someone who you could use in certain situations off the bat. I think in man coverage, that's where he really shows his good size and length in man. But in zone, that's where, you know, he does have that solid ability, but it's not as good as his man, I believe. So I think if, you know, he could kind of figure out what he would like to do, how he can improve, whether if it's getting his ball skills up, right, tracking the ball, doesn't have a whole lot of interceptions or pass defended to his name. But in tackler, right, he's reliable. He wraps up. He drives you to the ground. And he's strong. He's got that good punch you like to see. But I feel that overall, if you look at McMichael, who is a tough player, it's a physical player, that he has some good abilities to him. He just needs to, I think, up his athleticism a little bit. Maybe his, you know, he's got that length, which you like to see. He possesses all of the physical tools, but it's just his athleticism, I think, and also his lack of statistics that is going to make him kind of fall in this draft. I think that he'll be a late round pick, fifth round, maybe sixth round potentially. Someone who you need to work with and coach some before he could really kind of shine at the next level. But he does have all of the tools necessary to be a solid cornerback in the NFL, I believe. So overall, like I said, I like Kyler McMichael. He's got that good size, that good length, that good physical prowess. But he's just got to, you know, maybe get the, like I mentioned, the change of direction. His athleticism needs to go up a little bit more, which you can improve that. You can work with that. And, you know, if you can improve your footwork between, you know, getting in early on to the NFL, I think you can have a solid career. So overall, drop a comment. What do you like about Kyler McMichael? How do you think he will do in the NFL? Where do you think he will get drafted? We'd love to hear it and interact with all of you because we love the fans. We all do. Trust me. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So like I said, if you enjoyed the video, like, comment, share, subscribe. Be live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out the podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, like Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Just look for our logo right there with our ball, the football on the 50-yard line. You can listen to a ton of amazing episodes with draft prospects, history specials, legend interviews, team previews, team specials, player profiles, anything and everything football that you can find on the program. And we can't do it without you, the fans. So thank you once again so much for tuning in and listening, watching, commenting, and all that other stuff. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, everyone. We'll talk to you again on another live episode right here on 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.